Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It is a big day here. We're very, very excited to welcome back to the show. He's been so generous with his time, and he's promised me he will be when he's governor, and I believe he's going to be. No doubt about that, assuming you get out to vote, and that is the key. It's all going to come down to turnout, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Cittarelli. Jack, welcome back on the show, my friend.
Hey, Rich. Great to be back with you and your listening audience.
Absolutely. First of all, we got a lot to cover. I do not want to gloss over your affordability plan for New Jersey because I think it's key. But I want to start with the poll. Yesterday, Emerson College, a top-rated poll. This is a dead race. It's neck and neck, 32-32. But here's the thing. Democrats were oversampled in that poll, which in my mind gives advantage to Jack Cittarelli.
Well, the other thing that gives us the advantage, Rich, as you know, in New Jersey, as the minority party, Republicans always under-poll. In these polls. But listen, it reaffirms what we saw 3 weeks ago. We had it as a dead heat then. All I have is 2021 to compare this to, and this time the energy is off the charts. It's electric. And when you see Democratic mayors endorsing me, Rich, that tells you something.
Yeah, you got another one, right? Another Democrat mayor coming on board? Congratulations.
Picked up a third. Yep.
The mayor of North Bergen, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Jack?
Yeah, we've got the mayor of Dover, which is the heart of the congressional district of my opponent. We've got one in Garfield in Bergen County. And last week we picked up the mayor of Branchville up in Sussex County. So I'm honored to have their endorsements. In fact, one, after he endorsed me, said, you know what? I'm switching my party affiliation to Republican.
Good. Excellent. Well done. We're going to be with you on October 10th for that huge rally we're doing in North Wildwood. I think we're going to have about 1,000 people there. There's so much excitement for this. I'll be doing my show live from there that day. Outside on the pier. I've just never seen this kind of enthusiasm before. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that people are fired up after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But your opponent, the way that she has been, the horrible thing she's been saying about Charlie Kirk supporters, about ICE agents, our brave men and women in law enforcement who sign up to try to keep this country safe. And she said those things at the debate with you just last week.
You know, Rich, what she did on that Charlie Kirk resolution is astonishing to me. First of all, she ducked out of two very important events in New Jersey, one of which was at a large veterans group, went to Washington, D.C. to vote yes on the resolution, celebrating Kirk's life, went back to her office, caught hell from the far left, and then issued a statement condemning his life. I mean, will the real Mikey Sherrill please stand up?
Yeah, seriously. It's infuriating. And then the terrible thing she said about ICE agents at the debate. And then, of course, yesterday we see this psycho try to target our brave men and women serving their country as ICE officers.
And that debate performance was astonishing in a number of different ways. Wouldn't answer questions directly. And so, listen, I thought it was an embarrassing night for her. And she did something I've never seen on the debate stage. We were both given 90 seconds for our closing statements. She used only 35 seconds of hers, left more than 50 seconds on the clock. I was about to ask if I could use her extra 50 seconds.
And refused to rule out raising the sales tax, which I almost fell out of my chair when I heard her say, refusing to rule out raising the sales tax in a gubernatorial debate. Are you freaking kidding me?
Another astonishing moment. Blatantly lying about me left and right about me raising the sales tax to 10%. It's a lie. We made that clear the other night. And then when they asked her, to your point, she says, I'm not going to commit to anything. So wait a second. You're going to lie about me raising taxes, but then when you're asked, you're going to say, I'm not going to commit to anything?
Let's talk about your affordability plan, Jack, that you rolled out last week. And I got to give you props. I heard you're going to Donkey's in Camden. That place is a legend. It's a staple, and you're bringing the fight right to the heart of Democrat cities, just like President Trump did, by the way, when he went to North Philadelphia, when he went to the Bronx. I mean, you're not afraid to go there, and I think that's fantastic.
Not one bit, Rich. In the last week and a half alone, we've been to Newark. We've been to Patterson. It was with the black clergy last week in Trenton. We'll be in Camden, and we do want to make New Jersey more affordable. We do that by lowering taxes, never taxing retirement income, freezing property taxes for seniors once they hit age 70, capping property taxes for first-time home buyers for the first 5 years of home ownership, not taxing income the first 2 years out of high school or college. These are just some of the things that we can do to make New Jersey more affordable. But most of all, on day one, Rich, I pull us out of Reggie. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative is a carbon tax. I could save $500 million a year for ratepayers, homeowners, tenants, and businesses by pulling out of Reggie. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Jack Chidrelli is with me, Republican candidate for governor of New Jersey, a man I've known for many years, a man you've heard on the show many years. He's been gracious with his time with us over the years, and I appreciate that very much. And the only candidate I had on during the primary, and he won all 21 counties, but not because of me, just because people really like him. All right, so Jack, listen, we got to talk about this story out of the Naval Academy. So your opponent graduated in 1994, but we find out yesterday an explosive story by New Jersey Globe, NJ Globe, David Wildstein reporting that she was not allowed to walk with her graduating class. She was barred from walking, which is a huge deal at a service academy. That is a huge punishment. Because of a role in the major cheating scandal that happened at the Naval Academy in the early 90s. We're all wondering the same thing. What was her level of involvement in that, Jack Chidrelli? And it's very easy for her, as you've said, we can clear this up if she will just release her academic records.
The Naval Academy punished her for something, Rich. And she's saying it's because she didn't turn in her colleagues, which makes you wonder. First of all, it's a violation of the code. Do not lie, do not cheat, and don't tolerate others that do. And if that's the case, then just approve the release of your disciplinary records, and we'll see what the truth really is. But let me ask you this, Rich. When she gets to Trenton and she finds people that are cheating the system, what is she going to do?
Yeah, she's going to cover for him. I mean, the Democrat Party's been doing that for years in this state. We have to end that nonsense. We got to end that corruption.
Yep. So anyway, listen, I think everything she's saying is really a code for having lied to the investigators. When they found out that she lied, they punished her. Part of the punishment was to not allow her to participate in her graduation there at the Naval Academy. And this is somebody, Rich, who built her entire political brand around her time at the Naval Academy. And what we find out, just like when she got to Congress and broke federal law, just like the New York Times reports that she's trading defense stocks while sitting on the Armed Services Committee, just like we found out in doing a gubernatorial campaign that's based on a stack of lies about me, there's an issue of character here.
Yeah, I mean, New Jerseyans are struggling. There's people struggling up and down the state. And she's making millions and millions of dollars in Congress, literally by trading the same stocks of the committee of which she has oversight on. That's absolutely unacceptable. And then lies about it and then is fined for it. So she cheats in that form because she's not honest with the government requirements for filling out the forms properly. So she's cheated in that respect. So I want to know, and I think we all want to know, whether or not she cheated in college at the United States Naval Academy. Because you're right. It's a violation of everything about that school's code.
That's correct. Release the records. If what you're saying is true, prove it to us. Why should we believe you now? So, but again, I think we got a real issue of character here with Mikey Sherrill. And she's in panic mode right now. But listen, she's disqualified herself, in my mind, in a number of different ways. And that includes also her endorsement of Mamdani and Mamdani's endorsement of her.
Yeah, and that matters. There's a lot of New Jerseyans who go into New York City, and they're going to get killed by that congestion pricing and whatever taxes that guy raises on things. And New Jerseyans who work in New York City and have to buy goods, I mean, they're going to get killed on it, too. So yeah, it shows who she is. You judge people by the character of the company they keep, and that's the character of the company she keeps, Jack.
Yeah, and Rich, let's not forget, on the debate stage last Sunday, what she said is, I'm the most transparent candidate ever. Really? You're transparent? You violated federal law on reporting of stock trades. In 2019, you executed more than 160 trades yourself in 1 year. You didn't tell anybody about sitting on the Armed Services Committee and trading defense stocks. And now we found out what went down at the Naval Academy when all you do is talk about your experience at the Naval Academy and you're a graduate there and you served in the service. You violated the code.
Well, Jack Cittarelli, if she really is the most transparent candidate ever, she'll release her disciplinary record. She'll release her academic record. She'll let everybody see for themselves what's in those files, and then we can make a determination. We can make a judgment. That's literally the definition of transparency.
It really is. And listen, for her to say I was covering for my classmates, that's code for having lied to the investigators. That's why she was punished.
Yeah, and I don't want her covering for Democrats who might be embezzling money or might be passing bills that benefit themselves and enrich themselves. I want her, if she is governor, God help us, I want her calling those people out and making an example out of them. I don't want her covering up for people that cheat. This is, I tell my kids this all the time, Jack. You know I've got three kids, 11, 9, and 5. I tell them all the time, lying is the worst thing you can ever do. Don't lie, and whatever you do, it's going to be a lot worse. And I know your parents were like this with the wooden spoon. I don't use the wood spoon anymore because you're not allowed. But if I find out you're lying about it, whatever you did is 1,000 times worse.
Well, and speaking of kids, let's go back to the debate for a second. I mean, this is someone who wants to keep the LGBTQ curriculum and then not let parents opt out. We're not going to let parents opt out of that lesson. She's taking that away from them. She's okay. And we talked about this in debate. With biological boys participating in girls' sports, that's dangerous. And it's not fair.
No, it's not fair to my daughter, Claire, and it's not fair to my daughter, Reagan, who are both playing soccer and field hockey right now. One's 9, one's 5. It's not fair, and I don't want biological males in their bathrooms and in their locker rooms. And as parents, we every conversation I have with parents, Jack, and you know I know a lot of them and I talk to them all the time, comes down to one thing. They want to know about what's going on in their kids' schools, and they want to have a say in the process. And with Mikey Sherrill as governor, God help us, that is never going to happen. Just the opposite, by the way. You'll get the same idea of parents stay out of it and let the bureaucrats in Trenton decide.
And, Rich, it's so very hypocritical when they talk about protecting female rights, women rights, girls' rights, okay? What are they doing when they allow boys to participate in girls' sports? They're undermining Title IX, which was put in place, the federal law, to protect girls, right? And they'll undermine it. It's just another one of the great hypocrisies of today's Democratic Party and my opponent in particular.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you're going to be in a South Jersey town tonight. I apologize. I won't be able to see you there tonight. I have a prior obligation. But those parents in that town I know quite well, and I talk to them all the time. And many of them were registered Democrats, and they're voting for you because of this issue of the schools. That and affordable housing. And I use air quotes for affordable housing, Jack Cittarelli, because it's not affordable. It's going to drive up the cost of our services. These towns are already busting at the seams as it is. We got to pass school referendums now to build bigger school buildings. It's outrageous. And as you have said, they're taking the garden out of the Garden State, and it has to stop.
It's another one of the great hypocrisies of the Democratic Party. They like to portray themselves as pro-environment. What the hell is pro-environment about overdeveloping our suburban communities where there's no mass transit, no infrastructure, no jobs, only putting more idling cars on the road? It ends on day one of my administration. And let's not forget, Rich, I get two new Supreme Court state justice appointments, and one of which is the Chief Justice. And they're not getting appointed unless they agree with me on abolishing the Mount Laurel housing doctrine, which is what promotes all this affordable, high-density housing where it doesn't belong, and also school funding. Those are two reforms we desperately need.
Good, good, outstanding. And you got the endorsement of the FOP. I don't want to bury that league because that's huge. As a son of a cop, I think it's fantastic that the New Jersey Fraternal Order of Police has officially endorsed Jack Cittirelli for governor. That's a big deal because a lot of times the cop unions go with the Democrats, but they went with you. Big, big endorsement.
Because they know they can't trust Mikey Sherrill. As a congresswoman, she voted to get rid of qualified immunity. That's the bedrock of job protection for police. And she's also been anti-police. Her association with Madami is anti-police. She's considering reappointing our current attorney general, who's been the most politically motivated and anti-police attorney general we've ever had.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, October 10th, huge rally for you, North Wildwood at the pier. Everybody's invited. Just go to capegop.com to sign up. And Jack will, of course, be our main event that night. We're going to have a lot of people there excited. The excitement and enthusiasm for you everywhere. I see it everywhere. Fox News has been covering this nonstop, this race. Big story in the New York Post today. So again, just in case anyone's just joining us, the story of how Mikey Sherrill was barred from walking with her graduating class at the United States Naval Academy in the wake of that massive cheating scandal at the school that rocked the school and rocked careers and ended careers, by the way. And what Jack Cittirelli is calling on today is for Mikey Sherrill, if you really are transparent, release your academic and disciplinary records, period.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue to call on her to release the records.
Jack, 4NJ.com. Jack, the number 4NJ.com. That's where you go. Follow, support this man. Early voting is underway. Let's do this. Let's get this guy over the finish line. I want to call him governor finally, officially. Governor, in the meantime, keep up the great work, my friend.
Rich, thank you, buddy. Looking forward to next time.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.